بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سيدي شعر فعل كل عزت اقتس هزت معنا شاعك محمد اختر صاحب نور الله مرقده. The title is کل خون شہادت میں لترایا جسم انہیں دکھلا دیں گے.
اب عشق میں ان کی خاطر ہم آنکھوں سے لہو برسائیں گے. اب عشق میں ان کی خاطر ہم آنکھوں سے لہو برسائیں گے. جب دل سے انہیں ہم چاہیں گے وہ خود ہی کرم فرمائیں گے. جب دل سے انہیں ہم چاہیں گے وہ خود ہی کرم فرمائیں گے. مخلوق ہے اجلا سا سورج جب اس کو نہیں ہم دیکھ سکے. مخلوق ہے اجلا سا سورج جب اس کو نہیں ہم دیکھ سکے. پھر خالق عالم کا جلوہ دنیا میں بلا کیا پائیں گے. پھر خالق عالم کا جلوہ دنیا میں بلا کیا پائیں گے. آتا ہے مجھے نالوں میں مزا اے زاہد نادا طنز نہ کر. آتا ہے مجھے نالوں میں مزا اے زاہد نادا طنز نہ کر. جب عشق ہے ان کا دل میں میرے پھر کیوں نہ مجھے تر پائیں گے. جب عشق ہے ان کا دل میں میرے پھر کیوں نہ مجھے تر پائیں گے. اب عشق میں خاطر ہم آنکھوں سے لہو برسائیں گے. کیوں آہ میں کچھ تأثیر نہیں کیا عشق کا دل میں تیر نہیں. کیوں آہ کچھ تأثیر نہیں کیا عشق کا دل میں تیر نہیں. جب نور نہیں خود ہی دل میں منبر پہ وہ کیا برسائیں گے. جب نور نہیں خود ہی دل میں منبر پہ وہ کیا برسائیں گے. اب عشق میں ان کی خاطر ہم آنکھوں سے لہو برسائیں گے. جائے کبھی آہ دل کی کے نالے کچھ رنگ جو اپنا لائیں گے یہ درد محبت کے نالے کچھ رنگ جو اپنا لائیں گے اب عشق میں ان کی خاطر ہم آنکھوں سے لہو برسائیں گے جب شمع محبت دل میں لیے محفل میں ہو کوئی صاحب وہ جب شمع محبت دل محفل میں ہو کوئی صاحب دو پھر عشق خدا کے پروانے خود ان کے وہاں آ جائیں گے پھر عشق خدا کے پروانے خود ان کے وہاں آ جائیں گے بلبل کو نہ جو کر اینا جا پابند سکون جو خاموشی بلبل کو نہ جو کر اینا جا پابند سکون جو خاموشی جب اس کو چمن یاد آئیں گے جب اس کو چمن یاد آئے گا نالے بھی لبوں تک آئیں گے اب عشق میں ان کی خاطر ہم آنکھوں سے لہو برسائیں گے تم لاش کو میری غسل نہ دو بس خون مل کری رہنے دو تم لاش کو میری غسل نہ دو بس خون مل کری رہنے دو کل خون شہادت میں لترایا جسم انہیں دکھلائیں گے کل خون شہادت میں لترایا جسم انہیں دکھلائیں گے اختر کو جو تونے خوشی ہے بفیض پیر مجا اختر کو جو تونے دولت غم بخوشی ہے بفیض پیر مجا امید ہے تجھ سے بار خدا اس درد کا درما پیا پائیں گے امید ہے تجھ سے بار خدا اس درد کا درما پائیں گے اب عشق میں ان کی خاطر ہم آنکھوں سے لہو برسائیں گے جب دل سے انہیں ہم چاہیں گے وہ خود ہی کرم فرمائیں گے کیوں آگ میں کچھ تاثیر نہیں کیا جب نور نہیں خود ہی دل میں منبر پہ وہ کیا برسائیں گے اب عشق میں ان کی خاطر ہم آنکھوں سے لہو برسائیں گے جب دل سے انہیں ہم چاہیں گے وہ خود ہی کرم فرمائیں گے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد, this beautiful bayan of our honorable Iraqul Zara Shaykh Arif Billah Rumi Awaq Tabrizi Zamana Mujaddidi Zamana Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Nawar Allah Murqadahu, Hazrat has put it in poetic form but showing the deep great love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala for what Allah Ta'ala has sent us in this world. And a person should love in such a way that he looks forward to his real objective. And what is our real objective of life? As it says, if we meet Allah Ta'ala in such a way, kal khoon shahadat mein litraya jism unhe diklayenge, that tomorrow we meet Allah Ta'ala in such a way that we give our lives for the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and our bodies are soaked in the blood, that is that blood that Allah Ta'ala has given us tawfiq to write the love of Allah Ta'ala with blood. In other words, become a shaheed, that don't break the commands of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, but you can put a spear to your life, but you won't break the commands of Allah. And be ready under all circumstances. And this is what we should be eager for, that Ya Allah, accept me for your shahadat, that I don't deserve it, I'm not worthy of it. But Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned, Al-Jihadu mazin ila yawm al-qiyamah. The jihad will remain forever till the day of Qiyamah. And a person who doesn't have the jazbah and the feeling that I want to give my life for Allah Ta'ala, then there is definitely weakness in our iman. So that is why Allah has brought us here, to build us love and connection with Allah, to build our iman. That look what a position Hazrat has reached in the company of the friends of Allah. That tomorrow, O Allah, let blood be flowing from my body, and I come in front of you, in your court, O Allah, and I can show you that, O Allah, you have given me tawfiq to give my life for you. And how to do this, Hazrat explained, that you have to tread the path of the love of Allah Ta'ala. When you get the love of Allah, which is called true ishq, the burning love of Allah Ta'ala, not just that a person has marifat, even ibadat, even you can have a lot of ibadat in your life, you can have lot of knowledge of deen, but when you don't have the burning love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then it is not easy to attain this position. Hazrat says, and this you'll only get from the lovers of Allah. Ye aag lagti nahi lagai jati hai. This flame of the love of Allah doesn't just light up on its own. It has to be lit by the heart of those who got this love. And Hazrat explained, ab ishq mein unke khatir hum aankhon se lahu barsayenge. Jab dil se unhe hum chahenge, wo khud hi karam farmayenge. That when we got for the love of Allah, for that ishq which Shaitan did not have, he had everything else. He was even a great abid, but he didn't have the right objective, that my life is only for Allah, and I should be, whatever I do is only for the pleasure of Allah, not my ulterior motive in the least. But as I say, for this love of Allah Ta'ala, then I won't just shed tears from my eyes, but tears of blood will come out. That, oh Allah, I want your true love. And Hazrat says, how to get the true love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? A person has to be a talib. A person has to be all the time, as Hazrat teaches us, never be qani, that now I'm satisfied. No, I attend masjid, that I am on the path of the love of Allah. We far from them. All the time be beggars, Ya Allah, I want your love. And Allah has brought us here for this. So Hazrat says that when from the bottom of your heart, you really desirous of the love of Allah. And what is the sign of this? You make every effort to obey Allah Ta'ala's
command. Stay away from his disobedience and learn this from the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, all Allah ta'ala wants to see that we have got desire. Wafoodi karam farmayenge. Allah ta'ala will show his kindness on his own. As Allah ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem. O insan, what has put you in deception with regard to your Rabb, who is so kind, that great being, Kareem, alladhi yatamanna, fawq alladhi yatafaddalu alayna, fawq ma natamanna bi. That great being who blesses us more than we can even think of, without even asking. All we have to be all the time, talib-e-sadiq, a true seeker of the love of Allah Ta'ala. Then Hazrat explained that Allah Ta'ala's qudrat, Allah's might and power, and Allah is so great that don't expect that in this world you can see Allah Rabbul Izzat. Yes, you can see the manifestation clearly of the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, but with the naked eye in this world you cannot see Allah Ta'ala. And that is iman, iman bil ghayb. That with the naked eye we can't see Allah, but with the eye of the heart we are seeing Allah Rabbul Izzat. And this is the real connection with Allah Ta'ala. So Hazrat gives a beautiful example that if a person says, why can't we see Allah with the naked eye in this world? Where is Allah? Hazrat says, makhlukim, makhluki adna ka suraj, jab usku nahi hum dekh sake, fir khaliqe alam ka jalwa, dunya mein bala kya paega? That one ordinary creation of Allah, the sun, which looks like a small ball, but it's a huge creation of Allah. Although it's a huge creation compared to the other planets, it's very small also. And compared to all the creation of Allah, it's very small. And if a person, 12 o'clock in the afternoon, want to look with his eyes, where the sun is so many million miles away, look with your eyes at the sun and see if you can keep your eyes open. So Hazrat says, one small creation of Allah you can't see with the naked eye. That Allah Ta'ala, who is the creator of all the universes, Allah Ta'ala's noor and splendor is so magnificent. Where are you able to be able to see Allah Ta'ala in this way? Impossible. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, who spoke to Allah and had the great desire to see Allah, he said, Rabbi arini anzur ilayk. Oh Allah, please just show me a glimpse of your jalwa, your beauty. I want to see you. Allah said, lan tarani. Oh Musa, you will never able to see me in this world. When the eagerness is so much, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, so to say, insisted. Allah Ta'ala said, turn your face and look. When I tell you, look at the mountain. Allah put a brilliant of a brilliant, we don't even, not even an iota of the special focus of the noor of Allah on the Mount Tur. The mount split to pieces. Musa alayhi salam, a great Nabi of Allah, Kaleemullah, fell unconscious. Then where we want to say, where is Allah? Allah is all over. Allah is manifest. You just look at the beautiful sun in the morning. Look at it in the evening when it's setting. It looks like fire, a ball of fire. But what can be the noor of Allah? We can't imagine. So we have to realize everything is only in the control and the power and the might of Allah. When you realize this, you'll have this burning desire that, oh Allah, I only want you. Nothing else do I want. Aata hai mujhe naalo mein maza, e zaide nada tanz na kar. Hazrat says that I get great enjoyment in crying in the middle of the night to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And a person who doesn't know, who thinks he is a zaid, that is just inclined from the world, but he hasn't got the love of Allah, Hazrat says, you don't object to my crying. That this person will say, what you only crying all the time? If he only knows the enjoyment in munajat, in talking to Allah, that secret enjoyment in talking to Allah, that automatically, as Hazrat explained, those are not ordinary tears, those are tears of blood. Tears of blood that are coming out, that will put off the fire of Jahannam with one drop of such a tear. Hazrat says, jab iske unka dil mein mere, phir kyun na mujhe tarpayenge? When Allah has put that just Allahu Akbar, an iota of His love, of His burning love in my heart, then why won't Allah Ta'ala make me restless to cry in front of Allah? On your own you'll see Allah Ta'ala will just make you restless. You go into sajda and your tears are just pouring. You can't lift your head at the time of tahajjud. That enjoyment when a person is sleeping and says, what's wrong with this person? Why is he just a person wasting his time or spending his night? As Hazrat explained so beautifully, it's a cold winter's night and you enjoying getting up for tahajjud. and you are crying in your tahajjud, a person who doesn't know this reality, he says, look at this fool. There's a nice eider down. His wife is also there. And he's standing in the cold and he's still crying. If he only knows the enjoyment of ta'atu ki surur. So Hazrat says, kyu aah mein kuch ta'sir nahi? Kya ishq ka dil mein peer nahi? Hazrat says, why is there no effect in your crying? Why is there no effect in your crying? Is there, don't you know that the love of Allah Ta'ala is more stronger than a spear? And that spear that a person, Allahu Akbar, a person who's a very good archer, and he hits it through the point, this is that love of Allah Ta'ala. When that true love of Allah penetrates the heart, then see one ah, just taking, Hazrat says, taking Allah's name, as we are, our Hazrat makes zikr, Allah, that Allah that comes out from the heart, that will pierce the heart of anybody. Even a rock it will pierce. Jab noor nahi khud hi dil mein, mimbar pe kya barsayenge? Hazrat says everybody won't understand this. When that noor of the love of Allah penetrates the heart, which Allah Ta'ala explains so beautifully in the ruku, Allahu nooru samawati wal ard. Masalu noori kamishkatin fiha misba. That Allah gives the example of that heart. That is like a cupboard in the wall. And that heart, the love of Allah is like a flame. When it penetrates that heart, then when that person speaks, simple words he'll speak. No jawbreakers and no all big fancy talk, but that will pierce the heart. But Hazrat says, when there's no noor in the heart, you can be a very big orator and well known throughout the world, but it won't have any effect on the heart. Hazrat says, jab noor nahi khud hi dil mein, wo mimbar pe kya, then what will he say? When he's sitting on a mimbar, or in a big armchair and giving a lecture, that it won't be even like droplets of rain coming down. But when a person who's got the noor of Allah, it's like a thunder of the love of Allah Ta'ala coming down. Chahegi kabhi aahe dil ki, balai falak ka arsh bari. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat says that when that person is talking of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to jayegi kabhi aahe dil ki, then that deep sigh of the heart that comes out, how are we going in the wrong direction? Where we want to find peace and contentment, Allah bi zikrillah, get connected to Allah Ta'ala, and see that peace and contentment. Hazrat says that Allahu Akbar, that deep sigh, that where is the ummah turning in the wrong direction, as we see the friends of Allah, our Hazrat, pain in the heart, where is the ummah going in the wrong direction? People won't understand us. Hazrat says, do you know where that ah is going? Where their deep sighs are going beyond the earth, is going to pass the heaven. Even the malaika envying, look at the fikr of this person. Look at what this person has got concern for the ummah. Ye darde muhabbat ke naale, kuch rang to apna laayenge. And Hazrat says, definitely, the pain of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the cries and the pleas for the ummah, and the cry that we make at night, making dua for the ummah, Hazrat says, definitely it will bear fruit. And very soon you'll see the fruits of this, that people who are looking for direction, they will find direction. And jab shame muhabbat dil mein le, mehfil mein ho, kya koi saibe zau, Hazrat says that person who has got the flame of the love of Allah Ta'ala in his heart, and he is in a gathering, a person who's got the noor, Allahu Akbar, fir uske khuda ko, fir iske khuda ke parwane, fir khud urke waha a jayenge. Then the lovers of Allah, like moths, automatically they throng to that majlis. Nobody have to even make elan. They will look, where is that love of Allah? That I want to go in that majlis and get the love of Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Farah explained so beautifully. Bulbul kuna tu kar e nada, paband e sukoot wa khamushi. Jab usko chaman yaad aayega, nale bhi labo tak aayenge. Hazrat says that don't try and the nightingale that sings so beautiful, don't you tell the nightingale keep quiet. Here Hazrat is explaining and gave the example of a lover of Allah who is madly in love with Allah, and the pain in his heart that the ummah is going in the wrong direction, that you telling him now don't talk. Like Hazrat explains, many people say, why are you talking of these things? Whereas this is the pain that you have, like Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's heart used to feel like shattering it apart, that which direction we are going. Hazrat says, when you think of the beautiful garden, when that nightingale thinks of the garden, you think he's not going to sing. So here it's not the gardens of this world, the gardens of Jannat. As Hazrat explained, it's not a matter of life of this world. It's a matter of qabr. It's a matter of the life of the year after. So they are seeing the gardens of Jannat, and where we are wrong, running in the wrong direction. Tum laskum jab us tum laskum meri ghusl na do bas khoon mein litri rehne do. He says, oh my friend, don't even give my body ghusl. Let it be soaking in that blood of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Hazrat explained, we'll give our life, but the deen of Allah ta'ala will protect. And this is the jazba Allah should give me, all of us, through the barakat our Shaykh, that the main thing is the command of Allah. Let the world say, what the wala yaqafuna fillahi lawmata la'im. Let the world taunt you, but Allah's command is the greatest. And give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat says, how you will find this eagerness? Akhtar ko tu jo tu ne daulat e gham bakhshi, bafeire peere huda, ummeed hai tujhe baare khuda, is dar ka dar paayenge. Hazrat says that, oh Allah, through the barakat of my very guided Shaykh, that through his very blessing that you have granted me the opportunity to stay in his company, and through his barakat you have put that pain of the love of Allah in my heart, I have great hope, Ya Allah, that tomorrow I will see the pain on the day of Qiyamah. That when I inform people of your love, and I try to spread your love in this broken way of mine through the barakat of my Shaykh, but I have got great hope. Inna Allah la yudiyu ajra al-muhsinin. Those who have got that quality of ihsan, Allah won't let their efforts go in vain. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that this is what we come to learn, the burning love of Allah.